Before the 1970s, Champaign, like many other cities, didn't require developers to build sidewalks. The rules have changed, but several older neighborhoods, many of them home to low-income residents, still don't have sidewalks or have incomplete sidewalk systems, and the city has no plans to build them anytime soon. Christina Manuel lives in one such area. She is president of the Dobbins Downs Neighborhood Improvement Association. Manuel says the lack of sidewalks in some parts of the neighborhood was a concern when she moved in 6 years ago. She has three kids, and her oldest has autism.
There was a big concern, safety concern, but the property values were reasonable, and so, you know, and the street I live on isn't that busy.
City planners know safe paths are vital to the health of a neighborhood, especially one where many residents rely on walking or public transit. The situation in Dobbins Downs is complicated because parts of the neighborhood are within Champaign city limits, and others are unincorporated. Planners say constructing new sidewalks in old neighborhoods, even those entirely in the city limits, is complex and expensive. You have to build around existing infrastructure and convince property owners to give up part of their yards for sidewalks. Gabe Lewis is a transportation planner with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission.
It's definitely easier to install them when a neighborhood's being built than going back to retrofit.
Champaign mainly focuses its resources on repairing existing sidewalks, and even that funding was reduced this year. Both Champaign and Urbana offer programs that would allow residents who want sidewalks in their neighborhood to split the cost with the city. But officials from both cities say neither program has been used. I'm Dan Petrella.